Unit 8. Asian cuisine.
Useful expressions. A. In the restaurant. 1. This is my favorite Japanese restaurant because their food is good.
2. Does the curry come with naan bread?
3. What kinds of food do they have in this restaurant?
4. You have more experience eating Vietnamese food. What do you recommend?
5. How do you eat the curry?
6. I don't know how to order food here.
7. Do I eat it with chopsticks?
8. This is too salty for me.
9. Do you have anything that's less spicy?
10. This is not like what we usually eat at home.
11. Is this a vegetarian dish?
12. That was tasty. Can I have another one?
13. I'd like the same dish that they're having now.
14. I'll have whatever he's eating.
15. Would you like some rice to go with the curry?
16. What's in this dish?
17. Let's start with some edamame. They're great appetizers.
18. Will you split this sushi plate with me?
19. Can I look at the menu again, please?
20. Can I get the bill, please?
21. Do I pay here or at the register?
22. Is the service charge included in the bill?
23. Keep the change, please.
B. Talking about eating in general. 1. Have you eaten in a Nepalese restaurant before?
2. I don't think I can handle raw fish.
3. I like my fish cooked.
4. Making noises while eating soup is considered rude in a Western country, but not in Japan.
5. Indian food is too heavy for me.
6. Most Chinese restaurants.
Conversation. 1. Talking about Japanese cuisine.
Where should we take Joanne for her birthday?
I'm not sure. What kind of food does she like?
I remember she said she wanted to go to a real Japanese restaurant. Do you know of any?
Last year I went to a restaurant called Aoki. It was excellent. The sushi was good and the food was really fresh.
Was it authentic?
My cousin, who lived in Japan for about 4 years, thinks so.
Do they have those special mats that people sit on? What are they called?
Tatami mats. I've heard they're really comfortable, cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
I'm not sure if I can handle eating sushi, though. I like my fish cooked instead of raw.
Actually, raw fish is called sashimi. Sushi is rice that is mixed with vinegar and sugar. People often get confused because sushi comes with pieces of sashimi on top.
That doesn't sound too bad. What kinds of sushi do they have?
Well, there's nigiri sushi, which is rice wrapped in seaweed with veggies and seafood inside.
You mean like California rolls?
Yeah, but I don't think they have California rolls in Japan. You can get crab rolls, but they don't come with avocado like California rolls.
What's that green stuff that comes with sushi?
Oh, that's wasabi. People usually mix it with soy sauce as a dip for both sushi and sashimi. Be careful, though. It's really hot. And if you use too much of it, it's an insult to the chef.
Why?
Japanese sushi chefs like to think their food is fresh and properly seasoned. It's like adding salt to food in a gourmet restaurant here at home. But don't worry, if you are still not sure about sushi, Japanese restaurants have many other kinds of food.
Like what?
Well, last time I went to Aoki, I tried some of their grilled dishes called shioyaki. They were very tasty. I also liked their chicken and beef teriyaki. You could also try the noodles. Do you like noodles?
It depends. Are they made of raw fish too?
Ha ha, very funny. No, they have buckwheat noodles called soba and thick, chewy noodles called udon, or wheat flour noodles called ramen.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, I remember seeing a bunch of Japanese men slurping noodles in some movie.
I've heard it's not rude to make noises while eating noodles in Japan. Some say it actually enhances the whole experience.
Well, if my mother is correct, I should enjoy eating Japanese noodles then.
Don't get me wrong. Japanese people are extremely polite. They always pour each other's drinks, never their own.
It sounds very interesting. I'm looking forward to this dinner, and I'm sure Joanne will like it. Could you make a booking at Oaki?
Will do. 2. Trying Indian Food. Wow, this is a cool restaurant. I've always wanted to try authentic Indian cuisine. Thank you so much for bringing me here today.
Oh, don't mention it. I come here almost every month with my family. We've been eating here since my parents immigrated to America.
Do you also eat Indian food at home?
Most of the time. We live closely with our relatives in an Indian neighborhood. We often have traditional Indian dinners together. Both my mother and aunt are great cooks.
Sounds great. So you've got to help me with the menu. I have no idea how to order food here.
I assume that you don't like your food too hot, am I right?
You're correct. I can handle medium hot dishes, but I have trouble with very hot food.
You do like chicken, don't you? How about chicken masala? It's creamy and not too hot. We could also order some naan to go with the curry.
What is naan?
It's a kind of Indian bread. Do you know how they make naan? They stick the dough on the inside of an oven called a tandoor.
Naan sounds lovely. Why don't we get one vegetarian dish? What do you recommend?
We could try matar paneer. It's got green peas and cheese in it. Excuse me, I think we're ready to order. What would you like? We'd like to have one chicken masala, one matar paneer, and 2 orders of naan. Would you like drinks as well? Yes, 2 lassi, please. Oh, could you also bring us some pompadons and samosas to start with? Certainly. Would you like vegetarian samosas? Vegetarian samosas would be great. That's all for now. Thank you.
A. During the mealtime. Do I just dip the bread in the curry, or should I wrap the curry and meat in the bread? You know, like a Mexican taco.
Like this. Just take a small piece of bread and use it as a spoon for the curry. You're doing great.
That's handy. B. Paying the bill.
Could I have the bill, please? Here it is. Excuse me, but I think there's a mistake. We only ordered 2 glasses of lassi, but you charged us for 3. My mistake. I'm terribly sorry. I'll be right back with the correct bill.
C. After 1 minute.
Here you go. Have a nice day. Bye.
That was a wonderful meal, Santi. I know you said this is your treat, but I insist on paying the tips. How much is 15% of $57?
About $8.50. Just leave $8 on the table. That should be good enough.